time for another episode of the Nick and Josh Premium Podcast, somehow even better than last week's show.
Hello and welcome.
Hello, listeners of the podcast. We're exhausted. I mean, I am.
It's been quite a morning.
It's been a big morning.
Should we get chairs? I think we should get chairs.
For outside broadcast?
Yes, we should say we've just come off. Not that it's been mentioned very much in the podcast, but if you follow the radio show, we've been doing our 100-meter hop, which was a race in the lead-up to Easter where we get a bunch of adults, dress them up as rabbits. They hop for 100 metres and the winner gets a barbecue.
That's right.
We've just done it.
We've just come back from doing it, and I think chairs would be great. We do have those kind of deck chair ones. Have you seen the deck chair?
That'd be pretty good.
The beach chair ones. We usually have those. I don't know why they weren't there today, but
I just find the broadcast outside to be so tiring because they're usually cold.
Yeah.
And we're standing the entire time.
Yeah.
And you know, so your feet really start to feel it after a few hours of just standing in the cold.
That's right. And you're always kind of looking, you're hyper aware. You want things to go well. You're hyper aware of who's rocking up. Are there people to talk to? Is everything ready to go? You know, you're hyper aware of making sure that everything runs smoothly. But I think pretty good turnout. Great turnout.
Got a lot more people coming along. How many would you say we had? Sort of 20 to 30 maybe?
20 to 30. I was going to say 30, I reckon. We had come through. People come down for bacon and egg rolls. They came down for coffee. They came down just to have a little sticky beak, which is fine.
They came down to support their favourite racer. What it was is we put on live sport.
We did.
Live sport.
We put an AFL grand final at the lake.
That was the grand final of rabbit-based races. Mm. Humanoid rabbit racing. Mm.
There is only one game throughout the season, and it happens just to be the grand final.
It's easy to get there as well. You just got to sign up online.
Yeah.
We should say that this morning the event. Let's talk the race. Let's talk the race because did it go as exactly as you expected? Because it was a little bit different than I was anticipating.
I was a little worried with our leg system, with our leg tape. You know, like our legs being together system of the crepe paper.
The radio show, we decided it was going to be a two-legged hop, but because your knees and your feet kind of can come apart, the integrity, we'd use crepe paper. Mm. If the paper snapped, you would know that they've cheated.
That's right. So we had I think it was two people almost instantly within the first maybe 10 so meters, straight, 5 meters.
Close to straight away,
break their crepe paper, and they were out. They had to stand where they were. And, you know, the next three hopped their way to the end. And our winner, Steve, he was our wild card.
Wild card Steve, which incredible nickname, by the way.
Wild card Steve. He just rocked up.
Both in actual how he got into the race and as a person, he was a wild card.
He was a wild card. We asked him on the radio show, you know, when did you know you had it in the bag? And he said, oh, pretty soon after I started.
that's confidence.
Which is confidence. You know, we want people who are confident. Steve, and I love how Steve rocks up and kind of just looks around, goes, oh, what's going on here? And then enters the race and then wins, walks away with the barbecue.
Incredible. Just incredible.
What do you reckon his call was to his wife? Oh, honey, by the way, just before I popped into work this morning, I got us a $1,000 barbecue.
This is what it was. It was, how was work? Oh, yeah, pretty good, pretty busy. Won a barbecue, dressed up as a rabbit, and a race just near the lake. And, buddy Steve was at me about the truck again. What was that? Steve, he just won't shut up about the truck. So the rabbit thing, don't worry about it.
I'll show you when we get
home. I'll show you the barbecue.
What's for dinner, duh?
A barbecue? Yeah, all right.
What do you reckon the odds are he's ripping that barbecue out tonight and having a steak on it?
I think he seems like a barbecue guy, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
I reckon there's a very high chance that barbecue gets used this weekend.
Or he seems like a barbecue guy, or he doesn't seem like a barbecue guy, because he said his barbecue was 25 years old. If he was a barbecue guy, would it be updated more often?
Oh, that's really interesting. You know, he might be a barbecue guy. He might not be a barbecue guy that aspires to be one.
Yeah, like me. I want to be a barbecue guy. I want to be a smoker.
Yeah.
I really want to smoke.
Just rip a dart while grilling.
No, I want to be like a, you know, get the coals out, smoke some meat.
You've got it. It's very worthwhile. It's, yeah. I can see why people get really into it.
Like,
It's very like, you know how some people are into cooking and they cook very like extravagant dishes with a bunch of ingredients and lots of steps. You get to feel that level of culinary brilliance, but it's a lot easier.
Yeah, exactly. You just put it in and leave. It just takes a long time. That's the only thing. It takes hours to.
The thing is, you got to be really good at monitoring it. So, like, I have a little smoker, but you got to don't. I'll say this: there is the temptation to get a smaller one. Get a good size one if you're going to commit. Because I've got one that's like, I don't know. I'll try to. It's maybe, how long would you say that is?
No, 70 centimeters.
70 centimeters. by, I don't know, like 50. It's like a smaller drum, and it's just a smaller smoker. But I find that it's hard to regulate its temperature and stuff. So every time I've done meat in it, it goes like gets real dry and like barky.
Right.
Not terribly good. Okay. But if you have like the full like Weber kettle, they're pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm using one of those this weekend on Saturday for a little birthday lunch.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, I've wanted to, you know, the dream is to buy a house and to have a big old setup out the back. Because my dad had a big setup out the back. He had the long barbecue. He had the barbecue, and then you've got like the section with a sink, and you've got the section with a hot plate, like one of those big long barbecues, you know, the module ones.
Yeah, I tell you, my girlfriend Bella, her grandparents, they live in Shep, and they have Ron and Roz. They have what I think is to be one of the premier outdoor dining experiences. It's just a very, very lovely backyard. They've been there forever, but so they've looked after it for a long time. But they have one of those, like, you know, where the barbecue is built into like the brick.
And
Like a really nice shed that it's built off the back of, and it's got like a little bar. And I go, oh, it's good.
This is a life.
This is the life.
This is what you work your entire life to get
just
towards.
To have that one pretty good steak, and you go, this is it. This is it.
This is what it was all worth for.
Ron, it's good. And I've had some food off of it, and it is good.
Yeah.
It is quality. What else? Oh, speaking of, you know, if you want to talk about hobbies, just one thing before we go. I've taken up wood whittling again. I've gone back to wood whittling.
Sorry, I was halfway through a yawn and I had to laugh. Wood whittling.
Wood whittling.
Is that the little cart you cart?
Carving wood. Wood carving.
Like you do if you were lost in the Andes.
Yes. To make a spear. I'm mostly making spears. I make spears and garden stakes.
So you're sharpening sticks.
I've taken up cavemanning.
Spears and stakes.
I can make a toothpick given time.
You just got to whittle that bad boy the way down.
I make non-scale toothpicks.
Yeah, okay.
It's only this week. It was a birthday present to myself. Uh-huh. I bought myself.
Isn't it just a knife? Don't you just buy a knife?
No, mate. No. It's a kit. there's a lot to it.
What do you whittle? What's the tool you whittle with? I'll send you a picture.
There's multiple knives.
So it is knives.
Well, no, there's not explicitly. One looks like a knife, but the rest of them are like other
looking tools.
I don't know what the word is. There's like a
knife,
a plane, or something. There's other words. Yes, they are knife-ish. Some of them look like scrapers. There's
Why don't you whittle yourself a whittling kit?
I actually have thought that I'll send you a photo.
Okay.
Because the knives do look like someone just whittled it and stuck a blade in. It's very hard to look at and not go, this is clearly someone's.
Someone's taking the piss.
It's a great business because you buy the whittling kit to whittle another kit and then sell that on and sell that on.
It's kinetic. It makes itself.
So I'm currently remembering how to whittle because I used to have a kit and I think I left it at an ex-girlfriend's house when I moved out.
Don't go back for that.
Well, it's 2 years ago. So
hey, babe, have you got my whittling kit?
Don't call her babe.
Hey, you little minx you.
Hey, Haley. Hope you've been well. Haven't spoken in 2 years.
Have you got my whittling kit?
Would really love to pick that up. I know she lives in Brisbane. Imagine I go to Brisbane just to get the whittling kit.
Yeah.
So that was my gift to myself is I got a whittling kit. I'm currently trying to whittle a car.
A car?
Yeah. Not like a working
not
replica.
Not like a full-size, like a Flintstones
not a Holden,
engine.
No, not a Jeep. I'd love to try and do a replica of my current Jeep. I just thought a car was boxy enough for me to like remember how to do the
shape. Once you get the general shape, I imagine it's pretty much just about kind of the detail then, isn't it?
I don't know. We'll find out.
Oh, okay.
It's a very like nice experience. I've been sitting outside kind of like on the stoop of my house, just like sitting out there on a chair, just whittling.
Mm-hmm.
No phones, just out there in nature going, God, it's good. Just having a whittle.
Let me
giving people advice as they walk past.
Let me know when you get internet.
I will.
Because of the whittling, you could YouTube videos about whittling.
God, that'd be a rabbit hole.
That'd be you would be there for hours.
Can I whittle the internet? I'll make myself the internet.
Whittle a www?
Hypothetically speaking, now the answer to this is probably no.
Mm.
But if you were good enough at whittling and you could do intricate enough whittling stuff, could you make a modem for your internet?
Oh, maybe.
Does it not have enough conductivity?
I don't know. It'd be like a 3D printer. You can make anything with a 3D printer, but you could whittle anything.
Really, I'm a 3D printer.
You are.
Given enough time.
Not as accurate, takes much longer, but
you got to give me
same
time.
Product.
Give me some time, I'll get better.
Yeah.
I No, we don't have time to get into my into the whittling.
We'll keep you updated on the whittling.
Keep you updated, whittle to whittle, and we'll talk to you in a little whittle while.
A whittle while.
We'll talk to you in a whittle while. Whittle will we?
Start a whittling podcast.
That's interesting.
Would you do that?
You know what? If I actually had a thought, think about what would be on that.
Yeah.
I don't know if that would exist.
How big is the whittling community? You should do some research into that. It could be a good niche.
Could be a good niche. It's good to have a hobby. I've been trying to, because I wanted a crafting hobby. I wanted to do something that wasn't related to exercise and wasn't related to just like watching shit. Because we finished the show so early in the day.
Yeah.
It's like I'll go home and then on my rest days when I'm not either doing soccer and I've got Achilles tendonitis at the moment, so I can't really run. So I'm a bit bored. So I'm like, oh, I got to get back into this.
Yeah.
And it is time consuming and it's actually, it's both nice and infuriating because you go, like anything when you're sort of starting out with a hobby, you go, why do I suck at this?
Yeah. And that's when most people give up because I go, I'm not good at it. Yeah. So it's not my hobby.
Ask me on the podcast next week if I'm still doing it.
Okay.
I bought a ton of wood, so I have to really get through the wood.
You're going to ramp up your whittling. I'm going to ramp up my smoking.
Yeah. Would you like me to whittle you a smoker?
I would love to.
Would you like me to whittle you an ashtray for your smoking?
Yeah. That'd be great.
Or have you, those like weird, they don't use them anymore, but you see them in like.
Cigarette holder?
Yeah, cigarette holder, like in noir films and TV shows. Yeah.
I'd love a cigarette holder.
Would it be, it's bad that it's made of wood. Should it not be?
It just keeps burning?
Realistically, that's what a cigarette paper is. It's just a really thin piece of wood.
Yeah, that's right.
I suppose.
Well, I think the filter of the cigarette would maybe, that there'd be enough space.
My cigarette holder is unfiltered. Because I want to give you that raw tobacco experience. Yeah,
you're right.
Not knowing what tobacco tastes like, I assume the flavor is the best part, not the nicotine.
I love the flavor.
Is there nicotine in, how people get, it's like loose leaf tobacco?
Yeah.
How they roll their own? Is there nicotine in that?
Yeah.
How is that? But it's like a plant, is it not?
There's nicotine. I believe there's a small amount of nicotine in the tobacco, but also
naturally occurring nicotine.
Naturally occurring nicotine. But I think they do something to it. They'll
like
chemically
spray some shit on it.
Yeah, they'll chemically enhance.
Probably why
it
it's so unhealthy.
Yeah, but cheaper because it's not rolled.
Mm.
Get your papers.
Should we give away cigarettes on the show?
Cigarettes, I think for the Triple M audience that. Could be one of the best prizes.
I did see quite a few smokers at the hop this morning. One last thing before we get out of here on the hop. We didn't really cover it, but obviously the big controversy. Can we talk about that?
Yeah, let's talk about the controversy.
Because I don't know. I do feel loosely guilty and about something here. So the controversy was, of the five rabbit races, two were like disqualified immediately because their crate paper broke.
Uh-huh.
Then we had a combination of Wildcard Steve, Troy, and Chris, who were probably your top three. They were in the top pack. Probably it went Wildcard Steve to Troy to Chris, and probably only a meter or two separating each of them in the last 5 to 10 meters.
Mm, mm.
As he was crossing the finish line, Wildcard Steve, he confidently, cockily, he made a
cockingly,
cockishly. He jumped across the finish line. But as he did the jump, he separated his legs, so his paper broke as he was crossing. Now, we've given him the win because we thought it would be a bit harsh otherwise, but upon review, his paper clearly breaks before crossing the finish line and like he lands with it broken, which is technically speaking, he is disqualified before crossing, and then Troy ends up crossing not a second later without his having broken. So, if you want to talk about... This is going to be one of the big sporting controversies of the year.
Mm.
I think that Rabbit Racer Troy, technically the winner.
Well, I did say that.
Yeah.
But I don't know who it was. They just said, we'll just give it to him.
I don't know who said that either. Because I felt bad. Because I was like, it seems like we've got actual video evidence of that being the wrong call. Who said that? Should we investigate that?
I don't know who said that.
Maybe that's the new podcast.
It was you.
No, someone said it to me, which is why I was like, fine, we're just running with it. That's fine.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because what had happened was you and I didn't talk to any of the rabbit races after the race immediately.
No.
Because we were trying to get on air and just trying to make everything. But like someone had walked him over to the prize already, the barbecue and the Harvey Norman guys.
Yeah.
And was already like, had already like awarded him the barbecue and was taking photos with it. And I was like, and then was like, we're just going to let him do it. I was like, I guess we're already running with it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm personally not going to lose that much sleep over it.
No, me neither.
I would like to formally apologize to Troy. There is the argument, you know, you have, if you took this to a tribunal.
Yeah. He does work with your girlfriend.
Used to.
Oh, they don't work. I thought he was a PE teacher at a school.
Or maybe he is. No, I think it was the school she was at last year.
Oh, okay.
So, you know.
Well, there could be some trouble in paradise there for you, my friend.
Between me and my girlfriend?
Yeah.
She doesn't care. Well, I thought you were talking about calling it trouble in paradise between me and an ex-colleague of my girlfriend is very funny.
She might get a little shitty.
You on the phone. Hey, could you be pissed at Nick?
Bella, can you get really shitty with Nick?
Because I don't think he feels guilty enough.
He's said that. I just start making up lies about you.
He said that you smell bad. He's been lying about the smell thing the entire time.
He told me that you're too short for him and he doesn't enjoy that.
Yeah, and he said, your hair? Ugh.
He likes girls without any hair.
Because he likes them when they look like him.
I'm so delusional.
Yeah, I'm wrecked. Let's get out of here. I'll enjoy the long weekend if you're listening to this the day of its release. Otherwise, we'll catch you Tuesday morning, bright and early.
Back on the show.
A little bit dusty because long weekend, but you know what? Short week next week. Bye.
Bye.
Nick and Josh for breakfast. Triple M.
Round 3 of AFL is firmly in the books, and we normally like to get someone on to talk about it. Josh and I, we like to react to it. But today, Josh, it's a little bit different.
It is a little bit different.
Yeah, we decided, you know what, off the back of last week and I was hearing some kids talking about sport at soccer training.
Yeah.
The Tat Soccer Club. I thought the inside of a 6, 7, 8-year-old, better than anyone we could have had. Love Carter's on a Friday.
Yep.
But frankly, too old.
Chalk and cheese.
Chalk and cheese compared to the 7-year-old. So right now we are joined on the line by our new sports reporter for the AFL. He'll join us over Monday. It's Tyson Weiner. Good morning, mate.
It's Weiner.
Sorry?
My name is Weiner. It isn't Weiner. Mom, I don't want to...
Sorry, Tyson. I'm sorry, Tyson Weiner. Thank you. Thanks for joining our show as our new sports reporter, mate.
That's okay.
You must like footy if you want to be a reporter for us.
Yeah, but I'm probably going to play AFL professionally, but Mum says I should have a backup, and that will be talking about football on the radio because you guys make it look pretty easy. So maybe I'll get a show with BT.
Yeah, of course. We love him here too, the great Brian Taylor.
No, that's Ben Thompson. He's in my class, and he reckons if I keep training, I could be the next Barry Hall.
Right.
Well, cool. That's good for...
Do you guys want to hear about the footy or not? Otherwise, I'll go to that community station.
No, absolutely. Give us your analysis from over the weekend, Tyson.
Well, is it fair to say that Craig McRae and the Collingwood Magpies have forgotten how to play footy?
Yeah, that's probably a good call, mate. Did you watch the game?
Yeah, most of it. Mum said I had to go to bed just before halftime. But at that point, you could tell that Darcy Moore, his brain was already affected by the bleach so much in the off-season that he couldn't think. They were outworked, and I think outplayed as well, by a team that barely made finals last year. The Saints kind of suck. And the Dacos brothers, they won't even be able to cry to Dad now because he's in the jungle.
Well, we're glad you had a nice time watching at least. Who did you watch it with?
It was an okay time. I watched it with Dad. He said that because of Braden Maynard and a sports bet accident, that my sister won't be able to go to school next year at a nice school and is probably going to have to get a job picking fruit on the weekend so he can go to the pub.
Jesus. what other games did you watch, Tyson?
Melbourne Demons and the Hawks, Hawthorn. I saw that.
How was it? The score looked grim.
It was really sad to see a bunch of grown-ups who clearly had only just had their mummies sign up for Auskick like me. But I think I could probably have done better against Stephen May and Jack Lever. And I can't even tie my own shoes. I have to get the coach to do that.
I mean, Tyson, you probably don't know this, but I'm a Hawks fan. Any positive for Hawthorn?
They dominated in no one touching them while they were marking for a bit. But it didn't really matter because I only got one behind in the first quarter. Guys.
Yeah, mate. What's up?
I have to go to school.
That's fine, Tyson. No worries. What do you have on at school today?
Oh, not much. I think the teachers are just drinking Irish coffee like Dad and coasting into Easter right now. So I'll probably sell some footy cards up the back of the class and call it a day.
Thanks for joining us, Tyson, our new reporter.
You're welcome, Josh.
Looking forward to having you back next week to talk about some more of the games you watched, mate. Thanks.
Sounds good, Max Gorn. See you then.
Your local breakfast show, Nick and Josh for breakfast, Triple M.
1-300-925-666. Right now we're asking where you're falling asleep. Josh, on a date as an 18-year-old, you're a sleepy man.
Yeah, fell asleep in the cinema after we'd gone out for dinner and watched a movie that I didn't see probably 70% of.
That's a solid sleep from you, by the way.
It's a solid sleep for me. When I used to sleep throughout the night, I don't sleep throughout the night anymore.
No, why would you?
No, why would... Exactly. What's the point?
There's so many better places to sleep than your actual bed, as we are finding out with a few calls coming in. Let's get to the phones right now, and you can give us a call, 1-300-925-666, and let us know where you've fallen asleep. Charlie from Tat, mate, where did you get an extra couple of Z's? Where'd you fall asleep, mate?
I'd had a few cordials.
Okay.
I fell asleep on the train in Melbourne.
Okay.
And it went past my station a couple of times, and eventually the conductor came in and said, would you like to get off this, Tom? You've gone past seven times.
Seven? How long does that mean you'd been out for, Charlie?
Well, just a couple of minutes, I suppose.
Yeah, just a couple. That's quite nice of the conductor to come and give you the tap.
It was, wasn't it? Yes.
Had you had a big day, Charlie?
No, I'd have. Yeah. We'll say that. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. There we go. That's the appropriate thing to say. Did it impact your plans for the rest of the day all that much, or were you calling it a night at that point?
No, it was pretty late at night. It was dark.
Yeah.
You're ready to go home. You'd had your ride, and you were gone.
Yeah.
That's good. Well, we hope you got a restful night's sleep once you got back, Charlie. Thanks for the call, mate.
Right, thanks, mate.
Thank
Bye.
You.
Make you feel better about your date at all? Had you had a few cordials as an
18-year-old? I hadn't had any cordials.
It sounds like you had some cordials now, mate.
I had.
All right, keep those calls coming in. Barbara, what about you? Where'd you fall asleep?
In the men's gallery toilet in Melbourne.
So, Barbara, what's the situation? Were you not having a fun time? Had you been really just wrecked from a flat-out day?
Went to Boa for a long weekend. They had the sex expo on. We were given free tickets to the men's gallery.
Yep.
So it was a pretty big night morning.
Yep.
Went to the ladies, fell asleep. Half an hour later, we were asked to leave.
That makes sense. You know, not really using the toilets for what they're supposed to be used for there. That's amazing. Appreciate the call, Barbara. Just in case people didn't hear Barbara there, she said the men's gallery, which I believe is a strip club.
Oh!
She fell asleep. So obviously not a very exciting time.
I thought she went to like a museum and like fell asleep.
There's just a bunch of men in this gallery. Barbara's obviously had a big one.
Yeah, she's had a big one.
Finding sort of a bit of a common theme sort of through all these calls here. Let's take one more. Shane, where'd you fall asleep, bud?
Well, it was probably about 20-odd years ago, I reckon.
Yeah.
They used to have trees up the lake.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just on the opposite KFC and Hungry Jack's there, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a couple of mates were walking past, and we decided we'd climb up into those trees.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were that drunk that we couldn't be bothered getting down, so we fell asleep.
You fell asleep in the trees.
That's... Good. Shane, how long do you think you're asleep up there for?
Oh, I reckon probably 3 or 4 hours, I reckon.
Jeez, it's enough to sleep it off, isn't it?
Yeah, it's still daylight. When you're leaving the pub from the Sherb on back in those days, it you shouldn't be bothered walking anymore.
Shane,
so
what's the wake up in a tree like? Did you fall? Were you high up? Did you wake up and go, do you know exactly what you've done?
Oh, yeah, not really.
No, I suppose not. No.
Not really.
And have you fallen in a tree since?
No, I haven't. We didn't fall out. We sort of, once it was daylight, we...
Just slid down the tree.
We were going up here. Didn't realise you were up there, I suppose.
Well, just like a possum, I suppose.
Yeah, right.
A non-nocturnal possum. Awesome. Appreciate the call, Shane.
No worries, guys. Have a good day.
There's a real common thread.
The people of the Goulburn Valley have fallen asleep in some pretty weird places.
More off the back of a little bit of sleeping juice.
Yeah.
Got another call coming in. Is this Karen here?
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, we're good. Hey, where have you fallen asleep?
On the weekend I went to the Grand Prix.
Okay.
I had my headphones on and fell asleep.
At the Grand Prix.
You fell asleep at the Grand Prix. What, just in the stands, or where were you?
Yeah, in the grandstand.
Well, now, because it's quite a loud event, so the headphones, the ear protection's obviously doing quite a lot of good for you.
Yeah, it did, but I could still hear what was going on, but I fell asleep.
Just a nice hum. Now, we have to ask, and you know, I don't mean to be rude here, just because it is a common theme between everyone else's stories. Had you had a few drinks, or was this, were we well hydrated, or?
Red Bulls.
Red Bull.
So you were so sleepy that you've overcome the energy drink to get you there.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
How much did you sleep through?
Probably about 10 minutes.
At the Grand Prix, there's a lot that can happen in 10 minutes.
That's a race. That's a full race.
Well, I'm glad you had a restful weekend. Thanks for the call.
No worries. Thanks.
Wow.
A lot of calls. A lot of calls for this run. We were just saying before, it's crazy what stories people will have about different things.
You just never know. You never know.
Triple M, Nick and Josh for breakfast.
The AFLW, they are not necessarily the most equal between two sporting organisations. People talk about the pay disparity.
Yeah.
The attendances and the support given to them by the leagues in terms of funding and resources.
Yes.
But perhaps one of the most beautiful things I think we've seen in the last 24 hours, the biggest sign of equality between the two leagues, and I think it should be commended. Paige Shepherd and Alexia Hamilton were charged with possession of an illegal substance last December. It was cocaine. They are women. They play for the Sydney Swans.
Mm.
And it just goes to bloody show that it doesn't matter if you're a man or woman. If you're a footy player, you're going to get done for drugs. You bloody love them and you're going to get caught with them.
This is the great equaliser, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, indeed.
We've just cured equality.
Doesn't matter what's underneath your underpants. We've all got a hole in our face that we love to stuff powder into. They've been given conditional release orders by Waverley Local Court at the start of this year, and it's obviously hit the press in the last 24 hours that all the full details of things.
And they've held off quite a while. It happened back in December, you said.
I do wonder how much of it was done from a perspective of let it all run itself through the courts before we start going after them.
Right.
Because you're right, like, you know, despite the fact that, you know, footy players can get up to a bit of no good,
mm-hmm.
We're not NRL. Yeah.
Well, growing up in an NRL state, I can tell you there was, when I was growing up, I reckon there was a story a week about an NRL player doing something horrid.
But okay, but they could kick a ball, so it was okay.
Yeah, exactly. They knew how to do the tackle.
They could tackle well. So Sydney Swans, they've released a statement saying that both Shepherd and Hamilton, they've both expressed deep remorse for their actions. They are going to be given, I believe, a two-match ban, which is just goes to show that not that bad having cocaine.
Two matches?
Apparently, too much for, you know, in the grand scheme of things.
I mean, yeah, anyway, look, we could say a lot about that.
The Swans have said they've apologised for their unbecoming behaviour.
Oh, they've apologised.
Pretty funny to just be like, well, my behaviour was unbecoming.
And I apologise.
Sorry about that. It was the cocaine.
You want to sniff?
It was the cocaine talking. That's what the white and the Sydney Swans jersey is for. It's generally just a red jersey with one long white strip on the middle of it. And that's why they play with such gusto out in the field.
They're like on edge all the time. Eyes wide open.
Ball, ready, ready.
Where is it?
Live and local, Nick and Josh for breakfast.
I'm going to help you earn a little bit of extra money. You've got to be careful, though, because technically speaking, it's illegal. Ugh.
I am looking for a side hustle, so this should be good.
This works out because you've got a kid. This involves children.
Great.
You've got to follow in the footsteps of a man by the name of Michael Perrin. He is a French-Canadian high school teacher who got a class of 13-year-olds, because he was an art teacher, to draw art, and then he went on to sell them online for thousands of dollars.
Really?
Yeah, he was selling the kids' artwork.
What, claiming they were some famous artist?
No, he just was putting them on like mugs and T-shirts and stuff and just selling them on like a dinky little internet website.
So he was creating a brand.
Yeah, just dumb artwork. And I've looked at the pictures and they're fine. I don't know if I'm paying. Some of them were going for like $200, some of these pieces of art.
Really?
Not paying $200 for this. The parents, 10 of the parents of, parents of 10 of the kids, I should say, have come out and they're suing him for $1.77 million.
Oh, yeah.
Which apparently, when they break down how many times things were sold, it quotes about $5,000 for every piece of art that was stolen. Imagine, because she's about to be three.
Yeah.
A three-year-old daughter who does art, I assume, in some capacity.
She will draw on a piece of paper.
How much are you paying for it, though?
Look, it depends how much you love squiggly lines. I mean, I think it's... She's not drawing anything coherent at the moment.
Well, isn't that a style of art?
Well, I mean, there's a piece of paper that she's been working on for a couple of days now at home.
Is that true? She's been commissioned to do
her. Because we bought her one of those big art diary, you know...
just a book?
Book things, yeah.
Yeah.
And she's just been drawing on that for a couple of days with highlighter, and it's all over the place. It's very abstract. I mean, I guess that's a artsy term. It's very abstract.
That's interesting. How much are you looking to part with it for? If I was an interested bidder, how much are you selling Esther's work for?
That one will probably go to auction at a starting price of maybe $250.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good. $250, little earner. And how much of that is your daughter saying?
She'll
be in bed, so
she will get much encouragement the next morning, and who knows, maybe we'll get Mackie D's for dinner.
I mean, she's only going to get a small meal because, frankly, I only went for $250. It's
just six nuggets.
No, it's not a $500 piece of artwork you've done there, Esther.
Your local breakfast show, Nick and Josh for breakfast, Triple M.